One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Enzo Fernandez has been the name on everybody's lips or tweets. Yeah, first of all, he's boss. So it was reported, it was in Portugal and in Argentina actually, that Liverpool have had some sort of contact and maybe even an agreement to sign him in the summer. Benfica have already said we're not selling anyone in January unless...
Yeah, they're flying.
Well, I think I spoke to Aaron from Prasima Gennada on Expert, and he's basically, Rui Costa come in and his promise to get elected as president was, we have to stop being this club who sells our best player. We'll do it in the summer, but we want to win things as well. Mm-hmm. So it looked, he's basically said, unless one meets a release clause, no one's going. We don't need the money. Porto needed the money. Sporting needed the money. We don't. So again, this one, it looks like something, if it is something, heading more towards the summer, unless Liverpool are willing to go absolutely mad in January, which I'm not sure they are, but... I suppose the first point to call his mate, he is really good. If you're going to get linked to boss players, that's always a positive because he's had a really good start to his Benfica career. He's looked really good in the World Cup as well. The type of player you could see Liverpool potentially doing something for.
Yeah, his age as well, 21. You know, player of physicality, dynamism, quality, international pedigree now, Champions League experience.
From a club we know,
and a good relationship with Rui Costa. Funny enough, you mentioned him. You know, I know Julian Ward's on his way out, but good relationship with Julian Ward. I've heard Julian speak about Rui Costa, and you know, the conversations in the past, not anything relating to players, just about. I mean, Julian was involved with the Portuguese FA, so those kind of things. So yeah, there's a lot of boxes being ticked there. For reasons unknown, I didn't actually get to watch the semi-final of Argentina game the other day, but I got a few messages off people just saying, Fernandez, flames emojis, and sort of, you know, how well he's playing, and blah, 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 blah. I know Messi took all the plaudits, really, you know, the mainstream plaudits, but it felt like Fernandez and Alvarez were the other two.
But even better since really they put him in the team.
Yeah. He came in the Mexico game, didn't he? Scored that absolute worldie, and then he's kept his place, hasn't he? And, you know, got a chance to become a World Cup winner, hasn't he? Which is, you know, not many people get that opportunity. He looks like a player that really will be in the frame to move to an elite level club. And listen, Benfica are doing really well. We know Benfica are a selling club. And, you know, they will never be a club that hangs on to Darwin Nunez's and, you know, Ruben Dias and anyone else. That's their model, is they bring in, sell on, find the next one, do the same, and one of the best clubs in the world for it. You know, Benfica and Porto and Sporting, to be honest, are brilliant at it. But we'll see whether Liverpool... Listen, it was the people I spoke to at Liverpool were saying there's no agreement. That's what they said. That is not true. We'll see. You know, listen, they don't have to tell the truth in situations like that. But I don't think Liverpool at the stage yet where they've agreed anything with Fernandez or Benfica or both. I think it's just more a case of a player of interest, and let's see what can be done. Like you say, I don't think it'll be January. I think it'll be next summer, whatever he does.
Yeah, I suppose the...
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information application and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When they say, like, there's an agreement in place to sign, like, that could mean a million different things. Like, yeah. It could be they've given Benfica the heads up, we like him.
Yeah, so, it could be his agent said he'll bring me back. Like, you know, it's as simple as that, isn't it? You know, like, oh, yeah, he's, like, when you say, oh, yeah, he said he's going to come down, you know, to a party, whatever. Yeah, he said he's going to. Does that? I think it was an agreement in principle. I think it was reported. I think another thing to say is Portuguese press, I think it's Ojogo and
Record.
Yeah, Record. They're very. You see a lot of big headlines with them. I remember one with Otavio not so long ago at Liverpool. It was sort of Liverpool, oh, I'm going to sign Otavio, another Portuguese international. And I remember Liverpool was sort of, look, we're not, you know, we're absolutely not. I think there'll be others that you can think of from down the years with Benfica Sport and Porto type players, where it can look like on the front page of one of those papers or the back page of one of those papers, it looked like, wow, this is happening. It isn't always the case. I think the Portuguese media are very sort of ravenous over transfer stories and especially links with big clubs like Liverpool, Manchester United, Real Madrid. So I wouldn't sort of pin everything on seeing a page like that. But I think he's a player. Like I say, if you're looking at what boxes a midfielder would tick for Liverpool, I think Enzo Fernandez is in most of those categories.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting, like Liverpool said, there's no agreement, but doesn't mean there's. Do you must like him? Because he wouldn't like him.
Well, they'd be silly if they wouldn't. I mean, listen, I Liverpool say that quite a lot. You know, you ask about certain players, and it's like, well, yeah, Jude Bellingham. Yeah, I think he's a good player. You know, like, it's not really sort of, you know, it's not really a story almost, is it? But I think Fernandez, you know, if you're looking at. If you were a sort of a matchmaker, you'd be saying, well, okay, team that needs to really sort of add this and this to their midfield, player who can bring this and this, I'll tell you what, we'll try and hook them up. You know, I think that would be sort of an obvious connection to make. There's a few midfielders that fall into that category, but I think he's definitely one, and he's done nothing but good to his reputation in the last sort of 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, we'll do Bellingham chat now, we always do, and then at the end I'll try and tie them both in together. But I thought it was interesting, not so much on Jude Bellingham, but this is more on the chase, I suppose, or the pursuit of Jude Bellingham, for whatever you want to say. It was David Ornstein, he was speaking on the Athletics YouTube, and he basically said, Jürgen Klopp, as he understands, has been leading the pursuit for Bellingham. His power within the hierarchy has now increased with the news, obviously you mentioned Julian Ward's leaving at the end of the season. It does. Is that the sense you guys were, like, this is like a Jürgen Klopp-led pursuit?
I don't know about that. I mean, I think I wouldn't say, like, oh, it's people are sort of, why does he want? You know, why does the manager want him? You know, I think everyone would want him.
Yeah.
I think maybe the pursuit element is more that how can Liverpool persuade Jude Bellingham to come to Liverpool? Well, what's their biggest asset? Yeah. Apart from Trent and Jordan Henderson sort of, you know, chaperoning them around for a month. Maybe Jürgen Klopp is the sort of the joker, yeah, really, yeah. Where you can sort of really, really sort of make that connection. The power. I mean, the power thing. It is. It's an interesting point, and it's an interesting dynamic at the moment with Liverpool. That obviously the guy who would be leading that process is on his way out. He is still working, obviously, for Liverpool, Julian, but he's obviously not going to be there next season. The guy who would be the second sort of part of the trio has stepped back and been replaced by someone else in Billy Hogan. So it does leave Jürgen as the one who's really still there from the way it used to be. So I think I wouldn't put it down as a sort of Klopp wants Bellingham, therefore Liverpool are going all in for Bellingham. I don't think it works quite like that. But I think if Liverpool want to get Bellingham, I think they need to harness the power of their manager, you know, and his pull. We've seen him do it with other players before. You know, Liverpool have beaten, getting someone like Thiago to leave Bayern Munich, I think the Jürgen Klopp played a big part in that. Getting, obviously, Virgil van Dijk, Alisson, probably Fabinho, I think, would fall into that category. I think Jürgen Klopp played big parts in that. Probably even Naby Keita, you know, if you think of some of the chances he had to go to big clubs, Barcelona, I think, were one of them. He's got that sway. Liverpool need to use it. I think he's going to need to use it if they're going to get Jude Bellingham.
Yeah, the power interest, that is the dynamic, isn't it? Because speaking on the model as a whole, we know nothing's been said about Jude. I think we saw the Sven Mislav rumours kind of get squashed by a few different outlets and stuff, but we haven't really heard anything on replacements or who's even in the frame kind of stuff. Do you think as and when that person is, like, because the old narrative that, I don't know if it's been reported as much, but it's like an undercurrent of Jürgen wants to be like Jürgen's going to end up being the main man in all of this now. It's going to be more Klopp-led. Is that how you understand it as well?
Well, it stands to reason. You know, he's got that new contract. He is the biggest figure at the club. Sorry, Mo. But he is the biggest figure at the club. He's the sort of the icon that you would use. And the people around him, so Michael Edwards, Julian Ward, obviously Mike Gordon for different reasons, are off, gone or going. But then the overriding thing is what does the club look like? What's the ownership like?
Yeah.
If it's FSG like it is now, then I would expect them to replace Julian Ward. If everything else stays the way it is, I would expect them to bring someone else in. If it changes to a new owner or a new majority owner or minority owner, sorry, maybe you might see a different model. But I think what it does bring is opportunity, yeah, but I think uncertainty is the biggest one, because not many clubs operate in this method. You know, you can pull a sort of a few strings with, you look at Manchester United and you say, well, that looks like a manager-led recruitment in the summer with Anthony and Lisandro Martinez and Christian Eriksen and people like that, but not many clubs run this way where it's like the manager decides this. There's got to be a sort of a more collaborative effort. And the other thing it does leave is it leaves you really beholden to the manager being at the club, doesn't it? And what happens then when Jürgen eventually does leave, but you know, some way down the line, you're in a position where, right, we need to go back to the drawing board and find out how we sign players again. And, you know, does it turn out that all your attraction as a club goes when the manager goes? I think there's a lot of questions for Liverpool to answer on the pitch, but there's even more to answer off it with, in terms of what are they going to, who owns the club? That is just basically the, so much of what we talk about on this show just all comes back to who owns the club, you know, because you see these stories. I think there was a story that about Liverpool are willing to buy Fernandes and Bellingham for sort of, you know, probably 200 million. Not the moment, surely, you know, with the club up for sale. You know,
I was about to push you on that, because that's what we were going with, yeah.
It just doesn't, I mean, that would be one of those where you go, really? Because if you're looking to sort of attract new investment and you're looking to maybe sell the club, I think putting £200 million on a couple of midfielders just seems a bit, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing an obvious point. But so what that becomes then is the idea that, oh, maybe they know what's sort of coming down the road in terms of someone's coming on board that's going to give them that money, or they're going to get out and they're going to get rid of the club, full stop. But until we know sort of what's going on with that, it makes it a lot harder to sort of get a good read on, well, what are they going to do? Because a lot of things need doing, but when you haven't got clarity over what the company looks like, essentially. It's difficult, isn't it? You know, it's sort of, you know, we've been in those situations where, I mean, I have anyway, definitely, where the company's doing sort of a redundancy thing and that kind of thing. And but you're trying to sort out something else. You know, it's like, well, who's looking after that? Well, this is going on. It's just quite confusing at that time. But hopefully, hopefully, there's some clarity arriving in the new year, or not too far into the new year. But at the moment, it's everything sort of has to be, have that little asterisk next to it, and you say, yeah, Liverpool are interested in this player. Liverpool, you know, want to bring in this sporting director. They want to, you know, move into this kind of sort of strategy. Asterisks. Although it all depends on what happens with FSG and their attempts to sell off part of the club.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.